Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating the 7th anniversary of our good friend Tim Irwin and as a member of our Brain Trust. Tim, happy anniversary, baby.
Hey, Jim, thank you. Thanks for having me on for so long.
We're glad you're here. We celebrate milestones around here, Tim. We don't let those go. I tell small business owners all the time, you got a milestone, celebrate it, because any opportunity to recognize excellence, recognize performance, recognize leadership is the right thing to do. So that's what we walk the talk around here, Tim. So thank you for being here for all these years.
I love Ken Blanchard's old comment, you know, catch somebody in the act of doing something.
That's
right.
That's exactly right. Yeah, Ken's a great guy, and I think he's going to be on the show pretty soon.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So, okay, folks, in Tim's last book, Derailed, he identified some of the issues that we have getting on and how to get on the leadership track, how to get yourself positioned to be the right, to get back on track as a leader. And Tim, your new book takes that to the next level, doesn't it? Impact, great
really
leadership
does.
Changes everything. Tell us about it.
Derailed obviously documented the problem, and I wrote about six CEOs that got fired and why they derailed. And I came up with this notion that arrogance is the mother of all derailers. When
arrogance.
People get arrogant.
Wow.
And you know, it's interesting too. I was telling somebody this the other day that we've all known people that started out, were great managers, great leaders. They were perfectly great people. But over time, they got more power, more authority, more influence, whatever, and it began to work on them. They changed.
Yeah.
And we see that happen.
Mm-hmm.
But this new book
If you want to watch that happen every day, folks, watch the political class being interviewed on television. If you want to see arrogance run amok, watch. And I don't care which party you pick. Watch the political class in Washington. What do you think, Tim?
Well, exactly. Jim, I have a thing called the Derailment Watch List, and I was working on the new one for 2014 a couple of weeks ago, and I was shocked at how most of the people on this list are political leaders.
Yeah.
Some people have just shown up on it recently, like Chris Christie, but you got Wendy Davis down in Texas.
Yep.
I've got a few other, you know, Mary Landrieu. I cannot believe she said this, but she said, I'm indispensable.
She said that?
She said, I'm indispensable. I mean, is that not the height of arrogance?
That is, yeah.
And trust me, nobody's indispensable.
That's not what leaders say. One of the things you talk about in your book is some of the what you call the three faces of leadership and the value of core. Tell us what you mean by the three faces of leadership.
Thank you for that. That's a great question, and that's really the fundamental issue in this book. I said that leadership has three faces. The outward face is our style. That's our behavioral. That's our skin. That's what people see. And you can, you know, we as a leader, we want our style to be effective, and we want to wear well on people. The second face of the leader is our conduct. That's what a leader does. Mm-hmm. A leader has to be smart. They have to know how to lead a team. They have to know how to cast vision. They have to know how to create strategy. Those are all important things. I don't care if you're a one-man operation or, you know, you're leading a huge company. You've got to do that. But the third phase is what I'm really interested in, and that's the core of the leader.
Mm-hmm.
The core is that person inside us. We all have a person inside us that thinks and feels and makes opinions and has beliefs. And it's that core, it's that person inside us. This is where people get in trouble, because when we get power, fame, you know, think about Justin Bieber. You know, perfectly nice kid, but now he's gotten all this fame, he's got all this money, and something has happened to that core inside.
Yeah.
And he's making all these bad judgments. And we see this happen with leaders as well. You just mentioned, watch the political class. They get arrogant.
Say those three faces again.
The outward face is the style. The second face is the conduct or the actions of a leader. And then the third face is the core.
Right. That's going to be on the test, folks.
Not it.
Go ahead.
Well, the core is that person inside us that, you know, if you're quiet, you can hear him talking. Mm-hmm. Do you ever talk to yourself, Jim?
All the time. And sometimes I watch leaders, especially politicians, saying things. And my wife comes running into the den saying, "What's wrong?" Because I probably just jumped up and yelled, "Do you ever listen to yourself?"
Exactly. I'll never forget when this woman was running for Senate up in Boston, Martha Coakley, and she was going down in the poll numbers and about to lose the Senate race. And a reporter said, "Well, Mary, have you thought about trying to go out and meet the voters?" And she said, "Well, what do you want me to do? Go over to Fenway Park and stand out in the cold and shake people's hands?" And I yelled at the screen. I said, "Well, Martha,
yeah,
that's probably a good idea."
That's where your wife ran into the den and said, "What's wrong, Tim?"
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. And folks, how do we elect these people? You know, it's bad enough when they run organizations that, you know, publicly traded organizations or small businesses, people are like that. You know, the customers will take care of that. But when these politicians, I don't care which party they are, folks. We got to get rid of the arrogance somehow. Hey, Tim, give us that website again, please.
DrTimIrwin.com.
All right.
DrTimIrwin.com.
Irwin with an I. Go ahead.
Irwin with an I, yeah. And there's a bunch of great free stuff on this website, so I encourage people to go there.
Check it out. Impact, Great Leadership Changes Everything. That's the new book. Congratulations, Tim. Thanks again. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
See you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.